G'day and welcome to the first episode of Turn It Up for 2022. I'm Sam Davis, serving you a musical tasting platter of the best music made in regional Queensland, spanning from Thargaminda to Thursday Island. Coming up, we'll meet a Karanda muso releasing a debut album a decade in the making. But let's start in central Queensland right now. This is The Silky Fuzz and In My Bones on Turn It Up.
It's the best thing.
Like, it's an absolute head stuff.
I love it.
The short answer is probably because I'm an idiot.
That's the whole shebang.
I didn't feel worthy of being a musician.
That's the honest truth.
Turn It Up.
A dream debut, almost a decade in the making, is poised to become reality for one Far North Queensland singer-songwriter in 2022. Karanda crooner Cinnamon Sun, whose mates call him Davey, released his first EP, Discover, way back in 2012. And while that was pretty special, like most artists, he really yearned to put out that full-length LP all of his own. So after stints gigging in Melbourne and Brisbane, before settling back home in recent years, I had a yarn to Davey about what it felt like to be finally putting the finishing touches on his own album, and just how defiant and stoic this region's vibrant music scene has been since 2020.
Yeah, I'm actually really enjoying being home. I think I still have the most solid fan base here, probably because I grew up here and was gigging my first few years of my gigging career were here. Yeah, it's time to come home and spend time with fam, and going to stick it out here for at least another year and see how we go from there.
Obviously, you go to somewhere like Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane because you crave to be around other artists and have the opportunity to gig more. How has it changed? Is it different to what you left now that you've had the opportunity to come back home? Or do you just appreciate certain things a little differently now as well?
Yeah, I think over the last 2 years, it's developed quite a bit. People are just really responsive. I think because there's less people in our city, it's such a small city in Cairns, that there's just more of a connection when you play a gig. People are there, really attentive. They're not saturated with lots of live music, so when they see something, they appreciate it.
You've got a band together now as well. That's a really big decision as a solo artist. What led you to decide that you wanted to play with a band again and have a complement of other artists and musicians around you when you perform live?
Yeah, I've been craving this for a while, and it's just special to have to be able to bounce off other people and just have a band behind you that can, like, you know, I'm going to have a sax player at this next show at the Tanks, and, you know, he can take a lead break. And for the audience as well, there's just so much more going on, you know. Five-piece band, so we've got bass, drums, keys, sax, and then myself, guitar and vocals. And adding a lot of dynamic, a lot of different feels. We've even reworked some of the songs to have, like, some African rhythms, and then the sax player has an awesome pedal rig, so he's got effects on his saxophone, delays and all sorts. It's adding a whole soundscape to the music, which is great. There's a lot of people that are still getting back on their feet in the music industry. I'm hoping that it's going to just keep getting better for them as well. I never really considered it myself. I mean, I guess I had the thought of, like, maybe one day I won't be able to do this, but I haven't let that take over. But I do know one person who's been really prominent in the music industry, Nick Cunningham, who has stepped down a little bit from music. It's funny, he said 6 months ago he was going to stop doing music, but, you know, I've seen him. He can't stop. Like, he's a tradie now, but he's also still creating, which I think is awesome. I'm not touring, but I'm still playing, and I've developed a lot of merchandise in the last few months, so now I'm actually selling shirts, hats, stubby coolers, stickers and tote bags at my gigs.
So what are the plans for 2022?
Big question. Well,
they could change, couldn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who knows? The plan is we're going to do one more single release, at least, maybe two more, and then release the album, which I'm super stoked to have my debut, like a full-length album out there, you know? Haven't done that yet. I've done EPs, but not a full-length, so that's exciting for me.
Is there something still quite romantic about having a physical copy of something that you can put in a CD player or on vinyl? Does that still appeal to you?
Yeah, for sure. I actually had a mate message me yesterday with a video of my first EP I released 10 years ago, actually. And I just thought, how crazy is it that he's held on to it for this long? I signed it for him. I was like, thanks, Jace, you're a legend, for supporting. He must have bought it at the first EP launch there. Yeah, there is definitely something romantic about having that. One day I would love to make a vinyl. Maybe this next album I'll put it on a vinyl. We'll see.
Summer is your latest single. Tell us a little bit about it.
It started with an idea in the studio. Me and Jaden Reed were playing around one of our first sessions together down in Brisbane at Leeway Records. We came up with the hook for the song. We sat on the hook for a while and we kind of knew that there was something special. It has like an anthem feel. We decided it'd be good to wait until summer to release that song. After working on some other tracks, we circled back to it and finished off the rest of the track. It turned out exactly how we wanted it. Yeah, just really positive, inspiring lyrics. Just something to make you feel good through summer.
This is Far North Queensland-based artist Cinnamon Sun with his latest single, Summer, on Turn It Up.
Well, it's nice to think the summer's setting in and it's on the brink. We'll have the warmer weather and them skies are pink. A good excuse to get together and drink some beers in the sun. The time has come to catch up on all the things that we've said and done since the last time.
probably my favourite pastime. Talking shit and telling jokes and having laughs, I hope. It's not too long until we make another plan to congregate. I'm always thinking of my mates, even if we're not in the same place, I see their faces. You know, I hope they're having such a beautiful day. And I just can't wait until the next time that we celebrate. Cause summer's setting in, I feel the sun and it's getting in. Through the windows and through the cracks, I feel the warmth that you're feeling that. Summer's setting in, I feel the sun and it's getting in. Through the windows and through the cracks, I feel the warmth, feeling that. Well, as I think back on all the days when the fun slapped, it was always when the sun was untapped. Warm days with the sun hat, just some kids running around like rugrats. Never vibed as much when the sky's black or when it rains. Stuck inside like a fly trap, too cold for your toes, frostbite gonna bite back. I'd rather be basking in the sun's rays, or trekking through the forest on a Sunday, or going to the beach for a sunbathe, or floating down the river on some inner tubes, maybe for a buck, say. I'm free and untamed, I live my life to the fullest, and you can do the same. Live life like a summer every day, cause summer's setting in. Getting in, through the windows and through the cracks, I feel the warmth that you're feeling that. Hey, summer's setting in, I feel the sun and it's getting in. Through the windows and through the cracks, I feel the warmth that you're feeling that. I know you feel it now, leaves no longer falling down. The flowers open up and the birds are singing now. Bees are on their way, collecting nectar for their pets. They're pollinating plants, our feet are buried in the sand, sipping mangoes from a can. Summer's setting in, I feel the sun and it's getting in. Through the windows and through the cracks, I feel the warmth that you're feeling that. Hey.
We really love happy, we love relaxed.
This may not actually wow people at all.
We love music that you can drink cocktails by.
That DIY feel is going to really carry through.
Turn it up.
Let's go from the far north to the beef capital of Australia now. I want to take you on a journey through a jagged sonic landscape created by Rocky artist Sunday Sunday. Kid No Kid is the central track to a concept album he's dropping in 2022. It is epic, and at times it feels like there are a million synthesizers on it, but it somehow keeps this driving melody throughout. This is Sunday Sunday's instrumental, Kid No Kid, on Turn It Up. We'll be right back.
Well, I had a little tantrum first.
If you're up there having fun.
They're turning out great.
It was very stressful.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we won't say the C word.
Turn it up!
Pretty good, isn't it? Rockhampton Sunday Sunday with Kid No Kid. We're going to chinwag with the man behind the music next week on Turn It Up. Tim Sunderland threw in a well-paid job about 4 years ago to pursue his passion for music, and he's found some really interesting ways to pay the bills during the pandemic, including making soundtracks for Aussie-made Mad Max-style video games.
I quit my job as a linesman. I wasn't fulfilled in what I was doing. I knew that music was where I wanted to be. And I actually just put a post on Reddit on Game Dev Classifieds just saying, hey, musician here, looking to get my foot in the door. If anybody's got any projects I can work on, hit me up. And then a bloke named Craig Ritchie contacted me and he said, hey, we're making this game. It's an RPG. It's set in like a futuristic post-apocalyptic setting. I sort of wrote a demo, sent it to him. And I remember watching on Discord, it just said, Greg Ritchie is typing for like 5 or 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, here we go. And he sent it through to me and there was all these negative points. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. I was talking to a mate of mine. He's like, yeah, you can. Like, you're writing to suit what someone else is creating. So just keep that in mind. I was like, no, you're totally right. Of course. So once you sort of get that aside, you start to get a thick skin and like, okay, I'm creating something for an end purpose. To be able to complement that with my music is such a thrill. And it's been the best working experience of my life so far. Yeah.
That's it for Turn It Up. We'll be back with more of the best music from across regional Queensland next Thursday. Thanks for listening.
They're like the Labrador of snakes. It's a very motivational, inspiring place.
I guess the greenery, the scenery.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.